What happened to Starbucks? How a progressive company lost its way? Its CEO is stepping down, and its co-founder Howard Schultz is returning to lead the company. Starbucks has been transitioning from the third place to touch-enabled caffeine depot. To-go orders represent 80% of transactions in 2019. One-fifth of orders are being placed through the mobile app. Johnson & Johnson has done about all they can do. Employees have begun organizing over wages and working conditions. Under Johnson's leadership, Starbucks stock rose more than 50% during the pandemic, a success he attributed to a methodical plan to reinvent the Starbucks experience by reconfiguring stores, increasing efficiency, and analyzing Deep Roots data. Staffing has been a point of tension. A long-standing policy at the company is that one barista should be able to finish 10 customer orders, take payment, prepare the drinks, cook any meal, and hand everything off in 30 minutes. If the people who are serving the customer are not happy, committed, and passionate about what they are doing, the whole experience is going to shock. The exorbitant march online is a force to divide, not unite society.